This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A mysterious data center company is signing a deal to buy a huge amount of power in Montana. The state's largest monopoly utility, Northwestern Energy, is inking the deal. Two proposed data centers would consume more power than is produced by Montana's newest natural gas-fired power plant, the Yellowstone County Generating Station. The data center company behind one of those deals is mysterious, and Northwestern is not revealing its name. On December 17th, Northwestern Energy issued a press release saying that it had signed a letter of intent to provide energy services for a developer planning new data centers in Montana. Northwestern Energy said that the energy service load provided to the yet-to-be-identified customer is expected to be a minimum 50 megawatts beginning in 2027, with growth to 250 megawatts or more by 2029. It's not clear what the data centers would do, but that term could apply to anything from artificial intelligence to cloud computing to cryptocurrency. Northwestern Energy also said that because the data center companies fall under the customer class of large energy users because they use more than 1 megawatt of power each month, they'll also pay a demand charge that residential customers do not pay. The utility said that the data centers will be served as part of Northwestern Energy's regulated business. Northwestern says it also plans to provide electric supply service to Atlas Power Group at its data center in Butte. The energy supply load for the Butte data center is expected to be 75 megawatts beginning next year, with another 75 megawatts in the following 3 to 5 years. To put the amount of power used by just those two data center customers in perspective, the new natural gas-fired Yellowstone County Generating Station power plant in Laurel, which was built by Northwestern Energy and came online in 2024, generates 175 megawatts. The two data centers would use those 175 megawatts and almost twice as much more, 325 megawatts. Not all of the Yellowstone County Generating Station's power will go to data centers. Northwestern Energy generates power from a broad range of power sources, including hydroelectric dams, wind farms, and the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip. In 2024, Northwestern announced a deal to acquire a larger share of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip, a move which critics derided, since Colstrip is woefully behind in safety features and up-to-date technologies, including those to filter out heavy metals from coal combustion. Right now, Northwestern Energy is regulated by the Montana Public Service Commission, but data center companies say they want energy from non-regulated providers. Montana, like many places, has had a tumultuous history with companies announcing grand plans for data centers and then never following through. In 2022, there was supposed to be a new data center supposedly being built in Polson by a company named BitZero, which would use 50 megawatts of power from the hydropower dam on Flathead Lake. The data center was never built. And a few years ago, the data center in Butte proposed a huge solar farm, but that power source was never built. Energy sector experts question reducing or removing public health and safety measures for energy utilities to serve data center companies, since the pattern of unfulfilled promises of data center and good-paying jobs at those companies have not come to pass. A victory over illness will mean a bittersweet ending for a support camp for kids. For more than 30 years, a camp called One Heartland in northern Minnesota provided a summertime haven for kids living with or affected by HIV/AIDS. Now the camp is closing for the best reason. Thanks to advances toward ending the HIV epidemic, there aren't enough qualifying campers anymore. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.